Derek, I don't know if you were listening very carefully, but if you were, you might have learned the name of the man we saw in the video at the beginning of our video this morning. Was anybody listening carefully? Did anybody capture it? Was yeah, over here. Who was it? Simeon, that's right. And there was also a lady who was with Simeon who wasn't in our video. Did anybody catch that? Yeah, over here. Anna, that's right. So we're going to be thinking a little bit more about Simeon and Anna just for a few minutes now. But before we do that, I wonder if you can cast your minds back to August the 28th, 2018, and wonder what you were doing at that moment. Can anybody remember what they were doing on August the 28th, 2018? Anybody got any ideas? Some people can remember. Can you remember what you were doing? It was your wedding anniversary, so you can remember really clearly. Well done, you. Excellent. Can anybody else remember what they were doing? Oh, dear. Why? Oh, yes. One more over here. You were moving house. So that was a very significant day, a very stressful day, I imagine. Anybody else remember what you were doing on that day? Yes, you remember. You were at the races. Gosh. Wow. You've got very good memory. Oh, good. And at the back, Abby, you can remember. You were having fun, yes. Are you sure you were having fun, or is it just a generic life quality that you have, having fun? Yeah, okay. Well, anybody else remember what they were doing on that day? We've had four answers so far, which has been, you do. Liz, what were you doing?
My green belt recovery
day. It was your green belt recovery day. Excellent, okay. Well, I asked this in the 9 o'clock service, and nobody had any clue whatsoever what they were doing on August the 28th, 2018. Well, shall I tell you what I was doing on August the 28th, 2018? It was a very normal day in the life of a curate at St. Mary's. I was actually at the crematorium. I'd just been at a funeral. And I said to the people who were at the funeral, I'll see you later at the meeting at St. Mary's, unless our little son James, who was at that point overdue, decides to turn up. But everybody had said to us, there is no way whatsoever that he's going to come around his due date, so just don't even think about it. But as I got back into the car on August the 28th, I realized that I had a missed call, so I started driving, and I phoned back Caroline, and as I was driving along, she said to me that she'd just been for a regular routine checkup at the GP, and the midwife had said, you need to get to Addenbrooke straight away, because we think you might have preeclampsia, and we're going to induce you now. So suddenly, August the 28th became a very memorable day for me, and poor Chris and Natalie, that evening, as they came to the safeguarding meeting at St. Mary's, and all the people who I'd seen earlier in the day were asking where I was, and they tried to just say it was a routine checkup, didn't believe them whatsoever because they knew that I'd said I would be there unless the baby decided to turn up. So it was a very eventful day. But then around 24 hours later, as I found myself in an operating theatre at Addenbrooke's, I was dressed up as a doctor in scrubs because Caroline had progressed to an emergency C-section. Suddenly, from behind the screen that was in front of us, was produced to me a little baby boy. And they put him into my hands on August the 29th. And I've got to be honest, my first reaction was, this could be anybody's baby, because I haven't seen that baby come out of his mummy's tummy. And they put him into my arms, this little boy that was still covered in all the things that you come out of when you come out of your mummy. And he just screamed, and he screamed at me, and I had no idea what to do. And at that point, the midwife who'd looked after us from the very moment we'd gone in said to me, talk to him, Matt, because he'll recognize your voice from when he was in the womb. Talk to him, and he'll stop crying. So I stood there like a plonker, saying, all these people, about 40 people in operating theatre watching to see what I was going to do. Hello, it's Daddy here. Daddy's here. Will you stop crying, please? And amazingly, he did stop crying for about 30 seconds. And at that moment in time, I thought, wow, this parenthood is going to be an absolute breeze. This is going to be a walk in the park. It's really easy. But that was my first encounter with baby James, who many of you will know now. And it was a real privilege. The next day, Caroline and James came home from hospital, and he had the privilege of meeting some of his grandparents. And the next day, he met some more of his grandparents. And all through the week, different people came to visit baby James, and they met him for the first time. And then a few days later, we brought baby James to St. Mary's, and he met all of his friends and all the people that had been praying for him here. And it was a week, well, lots of weeks and months of special encounters as everybody met baby James for the very first time. And if you haven't met him, you can still meet him today. I'm sure he'd be delighted to meet you. He's full of energy. And I don't know if you can cast your mind back to the very beginning of the service, but there was, again, a very special encounter, a very special meeting between who we've now learnt was Simeon. Simeon met baby Jesus. And then later on in our Bible passage, we found out that also there was a lady called Anna who met baby Jesus. And we're going to think about their meeting for just a few minutes and what it meant. And we've got some pictures to help us explore this a little bit more. And the first picture is of a crown. And the reason we've got a picture of a crown is because for hundreds and hundreds of years, God had been promising his people or his family, the Israelites, that he would send them a little baby who would be a rescuer and would be a king for his people. He would be the one who would come and be their savior. He would be their Messiah. So this is a picture of what they were waiting for. They were waiting for a little baby. And I think the next picture is of a little baby. Here's who they were waiting for. People had been waiting a very, very long time for this little baby to come. And some people had been waiting, in fact, their whole lives for this little baby to come. Not just 9 months, but their whole lives for this little baby who was promised by God to be his son, to be his rescuer for his people. And so when Jesus was finally born, there was this man. This is another picture of Simeon, who we saw in our video at the beginning of the service. And he was really, really excited that Jesus had been born because he loved God and he followed God with all of his heart. And he couldn't wait to meet God's son, Jesus, the one who was promised to be the rescuer. And amazingly, one of the things that God promised Simeon through the Holy Spirit was that he would actually see this baby. He wouldn't die until he saw this baby. And this was really exciting for Simeon because he'd been waiting for a really long time and he couldn't believe that he was actually going to be able to meet God's son, even though he didn't know exactly when that would be. So a little while after Jesus was born, one day God told Simeon to go to the temple. And I don't think he really knew why he was going to the temple, but it was a really good job that Simeon listened to God, because whilst he was there, he saw, who did he see? Who are these people? Anybody remember? Yeah, Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. He saw them come into the temple, and Mary and Joseph were coming to present baby Jesus to be dedicated to God. But as soon as Simeon saw baby Jesus, he knew exactly who he was. This was the baby who he'd been waiting for his whole life. So Simeon actually took Jesus into his arms and he sung a song over Simeon. And I'm not going to sing the song to you, but this is what Simeon said. He said, "Lord, you are King of all. Now let your servant go in peace. You have kept your promises, and with my own eyes, I have seen what you have done to save your people." And Simeon, by this stage, he was getting pretty old, as you can see, but he was thrilled to bits that he was able to meet the one person he'd always wanted to meet. He has been able to meet baby Jesus. And at the same time as Simeon being in the temple, there was also this lady. Does anybody remember what her name was? There was Simeon and Anna, that's right. And Anna was in the temple. And we know that she had been there a very long time. And Anna was 84. So just like Simeon, she had been waiting for the baby that God had promised, the baby that God had promised, which was his son. So as Simeon was talking to Mary and Joseph, Anna also came along and she met baby Jesus. She took baby Jesus in her arms and she praised God that she had also met God's son who was born at the very first Christmas too. And she was really excited because this baby was going to share with the whole world how much he loved them. And part of the reason we're here today is because this little baby grew up and he lived a life where he told lots of people how much everybody was loved by God. And that includes all of us today as well. We are loved by God as well. So our last picture reminds us all about these two amazing people, Simeon and Anna. They were getting very old by the time that they met baby Jesus. They only ever saw baby Jesus when he was very young. Before he could even walk, they had to hold him in their arms. But for them, it was the best day of their life. Simeon and Anna were faithful. They waited all through their lives to meet this little baby. They were expectant and they believed that God would keep his promises. But most of all, more than anything else, Simeon and Anna, as they met the young baby Jesus, they were full of joy. They were really joyful that they were able to meet this young baby Jesus. In fact, Simeon in his song says, now that he has met the young baby Jesus, he is ready to depart in peace. There's nothing else in his life that will compare to this day, because meeting Jesus has been the absolute best thing that he's ever experienced. Meeting Jesus was the most joyful moment that he has ever encountered. So as we come to the end of 2019 and we get near to the beginning of 2020, I want to leave all of us with a challenge today as well. I want you to think about, what is the most joyful thing in your life? Because even though this morning we can't meet baby Jesus as a baby,